Hey friends, welcome to the 22nd of September, and I want to share with you a hymn today called I Stand Amazed in the Presence. And this hymn was written by a man named Charles Gabriel. This man was responsible for 7,000 to 8,000 different songs. And the reason that that's such a span of the number of songs is that he wrote so many songs under multiple pseudonyms that people aren't really sure how many songs he actually wrote. This song was published back in 1905, so it's over 100 years old. I want to read you some of the lyrics. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner, condemned, unclean. I just want to look at that first verse. It talks about being amazed in the presence of Jesus. And then it shifts into wondering how he could possibly love me, because I'm a sinner, I'm condemned, and I'm unclean. What he recognizes, though, as we see in the refrain of this song, is that we don't need to stay in the wondering of how he could love us, because we need to be overcome with the fact that he just does. Even though we're sinners, condemned and unclean, we don't stay that way. The refrain says, how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. I want to remind you today how much God loves you. God loves you so much that words cannot describe it. And I think so often we get stuck in this place of wondering why he loves us. But I want to encourage you not to spend time in the why he loves you. Focus on the fact that he does. We see in verse 2, he talks about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane from Luke 22. He says, for me it was in the garden he prayed, not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for mine. What a beautiful verse that is. And then after that, he follows along chronologically in what happens in the gospel. Verse 3 says, he took my sins and my sorrows, and he made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. That is talking about the amazement that we have that Jesus would love us enough to take our sins and take them to Calvary, to Golgotha, the place of the skull, where he was separated from God to accept all of the sin of all of us. And then I love how the song ends. When with the ransomed in glory, his face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. I love that verse. When with the ransomed in glory, Jesus paid our ransom, and because of that, his face I shall see. In heaven we shall see his face, and then we will sing of his love for us for eternity. I don't know about you, but that greatly brings me joy. How marvelous, how wonderful. And your song and my song should always be, how marvelous and how wonderful is his love for us. Let's pray. God, your love is indescribable. And Father, thank you that your love is so deep we can't even comprehend it. Lord, I know how much we can love. I know how much I love my wife, and I know how much I love my children, but I can't possibly fathom how much you love me. I don't have a reference point to help me with that, but I know it's true. And Lord, I can't wait to be with you in paradise. But until then, my song is going to be praise to you. Because you love me despite my failings. You love me despite my sin, my imperfections, and despite the fact that I will never fully arrive when I'm on this earth. I'll never fully reach spiritual maturation as long as I'm breathing. But I thank you that you love me and you've removed my sin and you love me so deeply. I give you thanks today in Jesus' name. Amen.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned and my sorrows, he made them his very own. He bore our burdens to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful.
Wonderful is my Savior.